if you would, for this last sermon installment, I believe, Pastor, the Spirit has not said we're going to walk in it further after this one. Amen. Yet. Amen. Luke chapter 8, beginning in verse 22, going to verse 26. Luke chapter 8, beginning at verse 22, going to verse 26. Some of the headings before this scripture, there are many women that ministered to Christ. And he actually talks about that from verse 1 to verse 3. Parable of the sower. He actually talks about that also. And he explains the parable of the sower to the disciples. They asked the question, why are you teaching in parables? Jesus said, now it is for you to know and not them to know. Amen. Amen. So if you hear the word of God and you understand the word of God, you should be shouting. Did you catch it? Amen. Amen. Jesus' family comes to see him, but they can't get to him because the crowd is so big. So now we come up on our text. Do you know that Jesus was always busy? Always busy. The fame of him had spread so until the crowds just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. On one occasion, the crowd was so big and he was close to the seashore until they backed him up to the seashore and he's got to get into a boat to push out to actually teach because the crowd is so very big. So listen, he's all God, he's all man. If he's all man, that means that when he works, he gets tired. Right? So in the midst of doing the Father's work, it's all right to get some rest. I don't have to work until I'm dead, because if Jesus himself rested, I need to rest too. Amen. You hear people say, I'm going to burn out for Jesus. You better look at the scripture. The Spirit of God is going to take you to the point to where you're going to have to rest. Okay. Here I'm get through. I'm ready to hit it. Pastor, go. Amen. Luke chapter 8, beginning at verse 22. Now it came to pass on a certain day, he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, let us go across to the other side of the lake. And they put out to sea. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And a windstorm came down onto the lake, and they were being filled with water and were in danger. And they came to him and woke him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. They ceased, and there was calm. But he said to them, where is your faith? But becoming afraid, they marveled, saying one to another, who is this? For he commands both the winds and the water, and they obey him. Wow. As a title for some brief words to a couple of brief scriptures, asleep in the boat. Asleep in the boat. As I said previously, Jesus always had the large crowds. He was healing and casting out demons, and the fame of him went abroad, and everybody's following. And he even fed the 5,000, and they were after him because he was providing a need. On this occasion, Jesus gets into the boat with his disciples. I like to call them learners. It's interesting because he gets into that boat with his students. And honestly, every last one of us in this room is still a student. He gets into the boat with his student. And he says, and remember this, he says, let us go over to the other side. He didn't say we're going to go to the middle of the sea and stop in the middle of the sea. He said, let us go over to the other side. So they got in the boat, and they were sailing. So it wasn't a little small boat. They had to have a mast so that they can sail across the sea. And listen, this is the situation with this lake that they were sailing on. It's about 480 feet below sea level. And it's surrounded by mountains. And they have air problems. Not air problems, but you have cold air and you have hot air. You all know what happens when they meet. You have hurricane type conditions. And if you have hurricane type conditions on water, the waves are big, probably 10 to 15 feet, and it's just churning and churning and churning. Now listen, these are fishermen. They used to be on the water. These storms in that area come up so fast until it can be calm one minute and the storm is raging the next minute. And you wonder, how in the world did we get into this thing? That sounds like some of our life sometimes. We're riding along, we're nice and smooth, and then suddenly the whole thing collapses and busts. Whether it's your health, your money, your house, your wife, your lack of a wife, your lack of a husband. Boom, it happens. And it just whips up just that fast. In this area, it goes fast. Now, these experienced disciples around the water, when it actually whips up that fast, they are used to some kind of maritime situation. But it must have been so bad, the Bible says, it was whipped up so bad until it was coming in the boat. So much so, if you read some other accounts, the boat was about to sink. And they just saying, what in the world's going on here? And listen, now if you're in a big storm like that, and a boat is reeling and rocking, and you got somebody in the stern of the boat still asleep, you understand what I'm saying? The boat is jumping up and down and rocking and somebody's still asleep? Listen, your sleep depends on who you trust in. Your ability to sleep depends on who you trust in. If you're looking to trust in yourself, your sleep gonna leave you. Because the deal is with me, I tend to mess up. Are you listening to me? I think that I can handle it. No, I can't. Not, but if I trust in somebody who can handle it, Lord have mercy, I can sleep. No matter what my situation is around me, I can sleep because I trust in the living God. The boat's reeling and rocking. And listen, if God send you somewhere, Jesus send his learners. He's going with his learners. He knows what's going on. He knows what's going to happen. But it's class time, Pastor. Storms do not kill us. They come to teach us. Bam! So I don't care what I'm going through, what situation I'm in, it's just a teacher. Y'all got that? Amen. The boat was filling with water. Jesus' ability to sleep is throwing the disciples for a loop. Their response is interesting. Sister Woodbull, I know you're not asleep, but I should have let her stay asleep. Now, I'm not saying she was, because my wife said, Billy, I know you're deep sleep when you're snoring, and you're gone when you're snoring. And sometimes she come in the room, don't laugh, Sister Woodbull, I hear you snickering. She come in the room, Billy! 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 And y'all laughing, you're supposed to be laughing. Listen, and she get closer and closer, and before I know it, because I'm asleep, brother, she be up on me, Billy! All you had to do was call me once. No, that's not true. Because I've been calling you a lot of times and you haven't been listening. So the scripture says they do a double master, because number one, the boat is rocking and he's still asleep. Now remember, he's all man and he's all God. So he's working the kingdom work and he's tired and he's sleeping on a boat that's reeling and rocking. And the disciples are dumbfounded. Man, the boat is rocking and you still sleep. That's why the world say, in the midst of all you going through and you still got that peace that's unexplainable, how in the world can that be? That's because you trust in the Lord, the good shepherd, the shepherd of the sheep. That's why I got peace. Sleep, reeling and rocking. They say, they do the Audrey with Billy thing. Master, Master! Don't you care that we're perishing? Don't you know we're perishing? The Bible says, Jesus got up. Let me do this real quick. I was reading something, and the guy was talking about the universe, and it was in concerning this. I say, why are you telling me about stellar bodies and all of that type stuff? But what he was trying to do, he was saying, number one, Earth is spinning, at 1,000 miles an hour. And then it has a moon circling around it. And then the sun looks like it's stationary and everything is moving around it. And the interesting thing is, the sun, he said, horsepower-wise, has 500 million horsepower. And then he said, all that takes the earth, you got to spin the earth like that, and it seemed like it's just hanging in space. And he said, what type of power does that take? And then he started associating this thing with the text. And listen, you think the sun is stationary. What it's really doing is spinning through the galaxy. And it's taking us and it through the galaxy. But it looks like it's still, and we just moving. We just move. What type of power does that take? It takes a God who can speak it, and it's done. It takes a God who in 6 days spoke it, and it was done. So now we actually get that to the text. Now this Jesus, the Bible says, nothing was made that was made unless he was there. This Jesus stands up. Now listen, one more physics thing. How can you stop something that you can't see? The wind, Jesus said to Nicodemus, he said the wind blows where it wants. And you can't see it. All you see is the effects of it. It rustles the leaves. They say, hey, the wind is blowing. Yeah, how do you stop that? It takes the same God who makes the earth rotate, the same God who makes the sun move through the galaxy. That's who it takes. It takes Jesus, the same one who can fix my problem. And if he don't fix it, he can get me through it. Yeah. Listen, this will happen. He stands up. He rebukes the wind. It stop. If you don't have no more wind, the sea stop. But listen, physics say there is inertia. It's something that's very heavy. It has to move until all the energy is burned out. But the Bible said they had calm. All that weight stopped right then because the same God. The same God who is your God and He lives in you. He stood up. He rebuked both of them. They stopped. Now listen. The disciples are messed up now. Their fear is no longer for what's going on the outside. They're now scared of what's going on inside the boat. What type of power is this guy have? Who is he? But wait a minute. You've been hooking up and riding with him and walking and eating with him. Who is this Jesus? He is that same God, Jesus. Now listen. Every trip has a purpose. He said, let us go to the other side. He says, wait a minute, where's your faith at? You thought you knew me, didn't you? Surprise! I'm the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm the same God. Now, they say, who in the world are you? Now, I'm going to move on. I actually got verse 26 because it's actually hooked up with the next paragraph. Read that real quick. Then they sail to the country of Gerasenes, which is opposite of Galilee. A little further, you find that soon as he set foot on land, Pastor, ministry began again. So it's a good thing he did get some sleep in a storm. He was sleeping in a storm. Soon as he got off the boat, a man who was demon-possessed needed some help. And he called him out because he is that same God who keeps everything together. Interesting. Listen. There is a sect of teaching known as the Word of Faith. Some guy, what's the guy's name, Pastor? Dollar. Creflo Dollar. Sometimes I shudder to say that name. And the reason I said that because he made an assertion. He said, doesn't the Bible say he never slumbers or sleeps? And then you look in the New Testament and you see him sleep in the back of the boat. His assertion was, now if it says that in the Old Testament, and he's doing this in the New Testament, he can't be God. That's the implication. And you have to be wise enough and contextually educated enough to know you need to go read your Bible again. Because if he's 100% God, 100% man, and he's working continuously, he's got to sleep. Or else the scripture's not true. And the only way you know that is if you know. And it's an interesting thing. You don't have to just read it. The scripture got to know you. The disciples go from one lesson to another. And I encourage you today that what I really, really want the Lord to do for us today is take our vision off of storms and put them on Him. Because if my perspective is on Jesus, my storms don't really matter. Simple as that. No tricky scripture. No tricky terminology. Look at Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. If I look at him, I will look to the hills from whence cometh all of my help. My help, it come from the Lord, the ruler of both earth and heaven. In that day, listen, you all, and I'll be through so we can chill out. They had different gods for land, sea, air. Jesus come along and show him, I'm the master of everything. Did y'all catch that? So it don't matter if I'm in a sick room. It don't matter if I'm in the midst of a foreclosure. Jesus, he is the master of the sea, of my situation, my problem. Asleep in the boat. Who would think sleep could uncover so much stuff? If you look, trust, wait on God, he will reveal those deep things to you. Ain't got nothing to do about the speaker. Has everything to do about the Spirit of God working it out. God bless you, Brother Dan.